or high, home of the Trojans, didn't send a strong abstinence message, so they have transformed us into the blue devils. Better the devil you know than the Trojan you don't, I guess. School colors will stay purple and gray. The board didn't want to spring for new uniforms. Older students are allowed to roam until the bell, but ninth graders are herded into the auditorium. We fall into clans: jocks, country clubbers, idiot savants, cheerleaders, human waste, Eurotrash, future fascists of America, big hair chicks, the Marthas, suffering artists, thespians, goths, shredders. I am clanless. I wasted the last weeks of August watching bad cartoons. I didn't go to the mall, the lake, or the pool, or answer the phone. I have entered high school with the wrong hair, the wrong clothes, the wrong attitude. And I don't have anyone to sit with. I am outcast.
Did you notice how the sentence, "I am outcast," is all by itself? Melinda is saying she is all alone, and to emphasize that point, the sentence has been printed by itself. It was pretty clear on the bus that Melinda was an outcast. She says that people she used to know glare at her. They seem pretty mad. I wonder what happened. Let's continue with the third paragraph on page 4, which begins, "There is no point."
There is no point looking for my ex-friends. Our clan, the Plain Janes, has splintered, and the pieces are being absorbed by rival factions. Nicole lounges with the jocks, comparing scars from summer league sports. Ivy floats between the suffering artists on one side of the aisle and the thespians on the other. She has enough personality to travel with two packs. Jessica has moved to Nevada. No real loss. She was mostly Ivy's friend anyway. The kids behind me laugh so loud, I know they're laughing about me. I can't help myself. I turn around. It's Rachel, surrounded by a bunch of kids wearing clothes that most definitely did not come from the East Side Mall. Rachel Bruin, my